I want to ask you also one more question about HER2-positive disease that we got into in the ONS symposium, which is the approach to sequencing therapies in metastatic disease. And right now, I guess the two most common approaches in the first and second line setting with HER2-positive metastatic disease has been either chemotherapy with trastuzumab and pertuzumab, taxane, usually a so-called CLEOPATRA approach. And then the other main approach has been T-DM1, the antibody-drug conjugate. Can you talk a little bit about how you decide sort of which one to use first, and how does time since the initial diagnosis factor into your decision?
So I think, my go-to first-line regimen for a patient that has recurred with metastatic disease or even a de novo stage four is using a pertuzumab, taxane, trastuzumab regimen. I think largely from its FDA approval, they're very clear in the metastatic setting that you can't have had a prior HER2 therapy or trastuzumab. And so because of that, I want to give those patients that benefit. I think the other part is the CLEOPATRA trial showed a survival advantage. And so it's really hard for me to get around a trial that demonstrated pertuzumab in the first-line metastatic setting in combination with a taxane and trastuzumab showing such a dramatic improvement in their PFS of up to 18 months, but that showed an overall survival advantage for those patients that went out to 50 months. And so that still remains my go-to therapy for patients, and I talk to patients about it. We've done lots of work with TDM and treated actually the first patient ever with TDM. And so, I truly have a passion for that drug and the side effect profile. We look at the MARIANNE trial that showed TDM was not superior, but I think if you look at toxicity and you look at all the other parameters of outcome, it was definitely a very efficacious agent for patients. But because of that benefit for pertuzumab in terms of that survival advantage, I still sequence TDM as a second-line regimen for patients.